إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة. All praises due to Allah. We praise Him abundantly. We ask Allah's forgiveness and we seek Allah's assistance. And we seek refuge with Allah from our evil souls and our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of our worship except Allah alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. May Allah exalt His mention, grant Him peace, His companions, and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. All you who believe, protect yourselves and your family from the fire. You are sitting here in the heat, some of us complaining about the air conditions not functioning properly. And it is unfortunate the state of the Son of Adam in this day and time, particularly the believers. Do you think they had some at the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I don't think so. The brothers understood what it was like to suffer and be patient for the sake of Allah. Some people go to the sauna to lose weight, so they sit in the heat and the steam. And some of us cannot do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, if we can fix them, we fix them. And if we can have them functioning so we could be more comfortable, then let it be. But if the situation is otherwise, you don't run away from the masjid. You don't go pray somewhere else because the AC is not working. When you go somewhere else and they're speaking Arabic and you don't understand Arabic, the objective of the khutbah is that you will learn something, not just you simply attend. And this is off the subject that I wanted to discuss with you today. As we gather here today in this place, brothers in Islam, many of us fail to recognize that we belong to the best nation ever produced to the people. It is either out of ignorance, or out of forgetfulness, or out of deliberate negligence. And all three are blameworthy. And pay attention to the word, we are supposed to belong. You're supposed to belong to the best nation ever produced to the people. I am not saying this so you may be boastful or prideful. I'm not saying this so you may be arrogant. I'm saying this because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us that in the Quran. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. You are the best nation ever produced to people. Why? Because your name is Muhammad? Because your father's name was Abdullah? Because you were born in an Islamic environment? Is this why? No. You enjoin what is good. You forbid what is evil. And you believe in Allah. So if we don't have that aspect, then we are not part of those. Islam, the only religion acceptable to Allah Azza wa Jalla on the Day of Judgment. Islam, compared to any other religion on earth, you cannot even find grounds of comparison. Nothing. It is simple and summarized. A religion which calls you to worship your Creator versus a religion which calls you to worship the creation. And any other religion upon earth is about that second aspect. Worship some form of the creation under the claim that you worship in the Creator. Whereas in Islam, it's direct. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam in comparison to other religions is a middle nation, a just community, as Allah says in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. As such, we have made you a middle nation, a just community. Why? What is that element of distinction between the Muslims and the rest? We work for the hereafter and they work for the dunya. This is why you're suffering today. That sweat that is sprinkling down your forehead is rewarded by Allah Azza wa Jal. If you have the right intention, that is. Not everyone is qualified. Any other disbeliever, even if he sweats from now until the day of judgment, he will get zero reward. See the difference between you and them? See the difference between Islam and the kuffar? It's a major difference. But there's another more particular distinction that many people don't know. Yes, Allah has chosen Islam for you. Don't worry about the window. The khutbah is here, not outside. Someone will open a window, someone will fix the AC, someone will turn a fan. Let it go. The shaitan is trying to keep you distracted. Either you are victorious or he is. There's no third option. The thing which makes us among the Muslims different than the rest. You see, Islam, orthodox Islam. And the word orthodox is not only confined to Christianity as many people assume. Orthodox means mainstream, conventional, conservative. Mainstream Islam is different than other forms of Islam that have developed after the first three generations, and even tracing back to the three generations, but did not really fully grow until afterwards. It is not enough for you to be sitting here today to be among the best nation unless you have some characteristics that will make you among those who are the best for sure. Because among the Muslims are those who are not. What am I talking about? I'm talking about Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And what do you know about Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah? The only group, the mainstream Islam, that did not go off the path. They refer to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to the intellect and to the inspirations that supposedly the Sufis receive. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you have no choice but to be one of them. They are the real Islam. Because today we have some funny individuals speaking on behalf of Islam, propagating a false concept of Islam, destroying Islam from within. And you see them out there in the world. You must recognize them and you must distinguish yourself from them. You must belong to the group of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Not to deviate, to unite. Because everybody else deviated from that. This is the methodology and the way of life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba and the first three generation of Islam, including the four Imams, which everybody claims to be following, but they really do not follow them unless it's in agreement with their desires. This is a fact. It's a bitter fact that many people disregard. Oh, I follow this madhab, but when it's suitable for you. But when the madhab goes against you, when your desires are against the madhab, then you will choose your desires against the madhab. And you can see these people all over the Muslim world, unfortunately, claiming to be something that they're not. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, do not give any human being any precedence over that of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Irrespective of who the individual is, whether it is an imam or a sahabi, if it contradicts the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is authentic, then we do away with everybody else's statements and opinions. This is the special thing about Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Others, they don't do that. You tell him the Messenger of Allah said, he will tell you, but my Imam said, my madhab says, Ya Akhi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but. There's always an excuse, and this is not the quality of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah brothers in Islam, let me give you just a quick comparison between them and the many sects and denominations that have spread among the Muslims today. Let's deal with the idea or the fact that deals with the names and attributes of Allah. Al-Asma'u wa Sifat. We have two groups, Al-Mumathila wal-Mu'attila. Al-Mumathila, those who resemble Allah to His creation. And the Salaf used to call them Ubbazu Sanam, those who are worshipping idols, because they make Allah like any of His creation. They affirm the creation of Allah to Allah, so they make Allah like His creation Azza wa Jal, and And these people have deviated from the path. When Allah says in the Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ, there's nothing like unto him. And these people were opposed with the Mu'attila, those who denied the names and attributes of Allah. And the Salaf used to call them Ubadu Adam, those who are worshipping that which is non-existent. They said Allah does not have this, He does not have that. They denied all of the names and attributes of Allah until they denied Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. And Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah took a middle course. They affirmed the names and attributes of Allah, but they understood them in the light that there is nothing like unto Allah. So they were guided to the straight path, where the rest have deviated. When it comes to the matter of Iman, we have two other extremes, Al-Murji'ah and Al-Khawarij. Al-Murji'ah, those who claim that your righteous deeds have nothing to do with your Iman. Meaning, if you believe in the six pillars of faith, okay? And you believe in the six pillars of faith, no righteous deeds. You may be a fornicator, an adulterer, an alcoholic, you name it, a thief. They say your Iman is equal to the Iman of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu wa arda, because he believed and you believed, and your righteous deeds have nothing to do with it. And these people have went against the Quran, because Allah indicated in the Quran that Iman increases and decreases. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Verily the true believers are those, when Allah's name is mentioned, their hearts tremble. And when His verses are recited upon them, it increases them in faith. So Iman is not consistent, it goes up and it goes down. And those who are opposed with the Khawarij. And what do you know about the Khawarij? According to the Khariji, if you commit a major sin, you're a kafir. You're no longer a Muslim. You fornicate, you went outside of Islam. You drink alcohol, you went outside of Islam. You disrespect your parents, you went outside of Islam. And so to them your blood is lawful, they may kill you. And so they do go and kill Muslims. They go to the masajid, place bombs, and kill the Muslims. Because to them, they have committed a sin that takes them outside of Islam. And Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah were guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be on the middle path. You commit major sins, you are a Muslim with deficiency in your Iman, but you don't go outside of Islam. And your righteous deeds do affect you. It's like the gas that you use to travel to the hereafter. If you're running on full, you will make it. You're running on empty, the car may break down on the way. And you will have no one to blame but yourself. You should have paid attention where your Iman was while you were alive. Moving on to Qadr, predestination. We have another groups that deviated from Islam, who are among the Muslims. Al-Qadariya wal-Jabariya. Al-Qadariya, those who deny Qadr, predestiny. They say that everything you do is new to Allah. Allah did not ordain, did not decree that you do the actions that you're doing. When you came here today, Allah only knew about it after you came. He did not decree for you to come over here. وَلَعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Verily, everything we created with predestiny. Everything was created with predestiny. And they were opposed by another deviant sect, Al-Jabariya, who said, every single thing that you do was forced upon you. So you're like a feather in the wind. However Allah blows you, you go. You have no choice. You're forced to do the things that you do. And this is another form of deviance, because Allah gave us Mashiach. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You do not will unless Allah wills, the Lord of the worlds. So Allah gave you a will, and Azza wa Jal has a will of His own. And your will is subjected to His will, but you have a will of your own. And this is what Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe. Allah decreed everything, but you have the free choice. You don't know what Allah decreed, so you go with the flow. Whatever Allah decreed will not go, will not pass you, for sure. But because you don't know the outcome, how are you going to depend on Qadr when it is anonymous and a big question mark about it? Do you know what will happen during the future? No one does. So then Allah told you to believe and do righteous deeds. You believe and do righteous deeds so you may enter Jannah. This is what a logical individual would do. And last but not least, concerning the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, We have another two deviant sects. Al-Khawarij, or a group of them, who elevated Ali radiallahu anhu to the status of divinity. They said Ali is Allah, just like the Christians said Jesus is Allah, wal-iyadu billah. And Ali radiallahu anhu burnt them because of that blatant disbelief. To say that the creation of Allah is Allah is kufr that no Muslim will have any second thoughts about. And they were opposed with the wicked, the filthy, the dirty Shia, aka Al-Rafida. And what do you know about those wicked individuals standing on a member like this one, speaking on behalf of Islam? These liars, innovators, liars, the Shia. They said that Abu Bakr is a kafir, and Umar is a kafir, and Uthman is a kafir, and Aisha radiallahu anha is no good. They declared disbelief against all of the Sahaba, with the exception of six or so. They said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sent Jibreel to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jibreel made a mistake. He was supposed to go to Ali, but he went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 23 years given revelation to the wrong man. Is this something a Muslim believes in? A'udhu billah. I don't think any one of you will believe that. How could you believe that when you know that Allah is able to do all things? That Allah is the one who regulates the affairs of His creation. How can the angel who was given the most noble of tasks to deliver the message will give it to the wrong man for 23 years? How? Others among them, like the Ithna Ashariya, the 12ites, they say that their 12 Imams are infallible. They are Allah on earth. They know the present, they know the past, they know the future. They make no mistakes. They were so pure that they were born from the thighs of their mothers. So they will not come from another place. Meaning they're better than the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was born in a normal way. These are the Shia. And many Muslims have a misconception about them today, thinking they're some nice people. Akhi, you know who started them? Abdullah ibn Sabah. Abdullah ibn Sabah, he was a Jewish hypocrite, very similar to Paul and the Christians. Who changed the teachings of Jesus? Saul, who was a Jew. Then he claimed to be a Christian, he went into Christianity and destroyed it from within. And so every church today follows the teachings of Paul and not the teachings of Jesus. Muslims follow the teachings of Jesus. And Abdullah ibn Sabah is similar to Paul. He entered into Islam to ruin Islam from within. But the difference between us and them is that Allah promised us that our deen will be preserved. See, they were able to change Christianity, but they will never be able to change Islam. It will always be available for those who want it. But do you want it? Do you really want it? You must learn. You probably don't know many of these things because they were not taught to us. That means that we must learn. Brothers in Islam, we must strive. We must exert some personal effort. And I remind you that the opportunities are laid out for you at your convenience. You just have to take the action. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They honored the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They love them and they respect them and they don't speak ill about them. And this is the only belief system that is acceptable by Allah. Because Allah praised them in the Quran. Allah says, radiallahu anhum. Allah is pleased with them. And if Allah is pleased with them, no one can come afterwards and say He's displeased with them. Otherwise He's negating the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is shirk, kufr and dalal. It's about time that you qualify yourself as I should qualify myself to be among Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Brother in Islam, it is not enough today just to be a Muslim, because many people are claiming to be Muslims. You must be a real Muslim, learning, understanding and implementing. You are being given an opportunity today. It may not be given to you tomorrow. Take advantage while the situation allows it. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow me and you to be among the rightly guided. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وأتباعه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. All praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and to grant peace to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who strove for me and you to be guided. He exerted his whole life for me and you to be guided. He suffered, struggled, and had to leave his hometown and migrate to another place and then go back after some passage of time for me and you to be rightly guided. But unfortunately, brothers in Islam, many people don't appreciate that. Who? The non-Muslims? For sure. But I mean the Muslims. Many of us Muslims don't appreciate that. They don't appreciate the effort that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam exerted, and wallahi there will be question about it on the Day of Judgment. You will be asked about the information that was delivered to you at your own convenience. You will be asked about the sunnah that was portrayed to you and conveyed to you from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, be it big or small, significant or what you consider to be insignificant. And there's no such thing as insignificant in the deen of Allah. Nothing is unimportant in the deen of Allah. Everything is important in the deen of Allah. Any little thing that you know that was delivered to you by any individual who's rightly guided from authentic resources about the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you throw it behind your back, you will regret that on the Day of Judgment. Whether it is related to the belief system or the transactions or the acts of worship or any aspect of the comprehensive way of life that Islam brings to you. And Muslims today don't really believe that. They don't think Islam is a comprehensive way of life. They think Islam is some pick and choose matter. Whatever I like, I do. Whatever opposes my desires, I leave alone. And Allah says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةِ. If you believe, all you who believe, if you believe, enter into Islam wholeheartedly, all the way, no 50-50. So where are you from the commandments of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pertaining to your dress code and pertaining to your appearance, my brother in Islam? For how many years are you going to continue to live on this earth opposing the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? For how many years are you going to disregard him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, claiming that you're following a madhab and the madhab opposes you as well? And I don't have to mention any examples. I know that you know what I'm talking about. I know that you know what I'm talking about. Bi-ithnillah. Not every one of you, but most of you do. There are aspects of your life that must be in harmony with the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approved by all four madhahib. So if you really follow a madhab, why don't you follow the madhab in that aspect? Because you're not following the madhab, you're following your desires. I know this is bitter. I know what I'm saying is a little tough. But if I keep faking it, and the rest of the brothers sit here and keep faking it, we will never make it. We will never make it. I'm not a nurse to grab you as a baby and try to patch you, make you feel better about yourself, akhi. I'm a doctor giving you some medication that may hurt you sometimes. Perhaps those who want to be cured will be cured. And those who want to remain babies and looking for people to pamper them, they can wait around for the Day of Judgment. Perhaps they will never come about. Perhaps those people they're waiting for will never come about. And the closest to that is the angel of death, who will not be very pampering to you. You're going to keep waiting, or you're going to make a change. Isn't it time that each and every one of us resembles the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Not in some parts of life, but in all aspects of life, it is time. But as I speak here today, you will see the following week, and the following week, and the following week, that some people really don't believe. They don't really believe, because you will see that there's no implementation. But some Allah will choose by His mercy, and I ask Allah to make you listening to me among those. Some Allah will choose by His mercy to be rightly guided from this day on. They will take the matter seriously and they will say, today I will follow the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the way. But not everyone is qualified. I ask Allah azza wa jal to make you among those who are qualified. وأن يغفر لي ولكم ذنوبنا ويجعلنا من الهداة المهتدين. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد. أقم الصلاة.